You're listening to a Deep Cuts edition of the 80s Underground on KSCU Santa Clara and andhow.fm. Yeah, it's party time on the Deep Cuts edition of the 80s Underground. The party has begun. The track right there from a painfully obscure UK band called Kiss the Blade, and yet another great addition to my Deep Cuts catalog. It is a Deep Cuts edition of the 80s Underground show, bringing you obscurities and rarities from the 80s alternative music universe. That single right there from 1985 from a very little-known goth band out of England called Kiss the Blade. And I've been enjoying a couple of their rare singles over the last few months. I think they were one of the underground nuggets of the day a few months back on the show. But a good one there. Before that, we had a Southern California band called 60th Parallel. The song was called Trust, and it's from their one and only piece of recorded material, a six-song vinyl EP from 1988 called Into Bliss. And there we go. We're moving into the second half of the show. Quick reminder, if you tuned in late or missed any of it so far, you can always go to the Facebook page where I will have today's podcast and playlist up later today. That is at facebook.com/80sunderground. Lots more obscurities to get to on your Deep Cuts edition today. I got another new band here that I wasn't familiar with until recently. And I know very little about them. There's not much information on the web about them, but they are called Party Day. They're another UK-based post-punk band. Two full-length records and a handful of singles spanning the middle part of the decade, all released on the Party Day Records label, which, as far as I know, is a homegrown label, but it may or may not be. Who knows? They are called Party Day, and I'm going to play you a track here called Rabbit Pie from their 1985 album Glass House. It's a Deep Cuts edition. See what you think of these guys. They are called Party Day, the 80s Underground. We'll be right back. Yeah, it's a Deep Cuts edition, the 80s underground, going back to 1989 there for that track from the band Rosetta Stone. They had a fairly expansive repertoire, actually, that spanned mostly through the 90s and a little bit beyond that. But they got their start in the late 80s with an EP on Cleopatra Records called Darkness and Light. And that is a track on it called Chapter and Verse. Sort of in the vein of the Mission UK there, a little March Violets kind of vibe with that band. But a great underground cut for you there from Rosetta Stone. Party Day before that, a early to mid-80s post-punk band also out of the UK. I know very little about them other than a couple records they put out, one called Glasshouse on their own label back in 1985. The track I played was called Rabbit Pie. And here we are, moving on. It is quarter past the hour. Lots more deep cuts to get to on today's show, including a band here I'm desperately trying to find more information on them, and it's not easy to come by. They're called The Second Coming. Not sure of their locale. I'll try to dig up more information on the break. I did get this song a while back called Scarecrows, and it's a good sort of post-punkish, gothy kind of track here. On a Deep Cuts edition, this is The Second Coming, Scarecrows, on the 80s Underground. We'll be right back. It's a Deep Cuts edition of the 80s Underground Radio Show, and a great obscurity there from 1986. The band is called Blue Hollow, based out of Massachusetts, and as far as I can tell, only one record to their name, a full-length album from 1986 called Stealing a Whisper, released on the indie label Still Records. A great piece of underground sort of gothy modern rock, whatever you want to call it. Just a nice sort of alternative 80s band there for you. Blue Hollow on a Deep Cuts edition. That track was called Inhale. Before them, we had another obscure UK band called The Second Coming, which I later found a website that linked them to another band that I played on the show called Party Day, both out of the Leeds, UK area. The Second Coming was who I played before, Blue Hollow, there with a song called Scarecrows, single from 1985. We are doing deep cuts, since I just played an American band. How about another obscure American band for you? This one, from the fertile fields of the Midwest, DeKalb, Illinois, to be precise. They had one single EP to their name, released in 1985. But a great slab of just pure mid-80s alternative synth pop for you here out of the Midwest. Very interesting discovery here that I picked up not too long ago. They're called Tools of Romance. And like I said, they had a self-titled, independently released EP in 1985 with this song on it called I Won't Wait. See what you think. This is Tools of Romance on the 80s Underground Deep Cuts. Deep Cuts edition of the 80s Underground. That probably the least obscure song I've played in my set today, and it's still pretty obscure, but they were somewhat known on the alternative dance club circuit. That is a band called I Start Counting, a duo made up of David Baker and Simon Leonard. Put out releases on Mute Records through the mid-80s. I think a couple of full-length records and a bunch of singles and several versions of that song that range anywhere from 3.5 to 8 minutes long. But that is a 7-inch single called Lose Him from the UK duo, synth pop dance duo, I Start Counting. We had Tools of Romance before that, a great obscurity from the Midwest, DeKalb, Illinois to be exact. They have 1 5-song EP to their name, and that is it. We heard a song called I Won't Wait. And moving on, I got another great total obscurity for you here. This is from a band that got their start in the very late 80s, but only was around for a few years after that. They had 1 full-length record in 1993 and a single that I'm going to play for you here from 1989 called Shadow Dance. They are called Eyes of the Nightmare Jungle, and it appears... their catalog is now available digitally. You can get it on Amazon and iTunes, so that's kind of interesting. But not much material for these guys, but a cool band to check out. So let's give a gander to Eyes of the Nightmare Jungle. This is a single from 1989 called Shadow Dance on a Deep Cuts edition of the 80s Underground. We'll be right back. Deep Cuts edition of the 80s Underground Radio Show here on KSCU and andhow.fm. That band there is called Insulin Reaction, and a great obscure band I've been digging a lot for the last month or so. I've played them the last couple of weeks. I'm not sure if I featured that track. That's a new one to my catalog of Insulin Reaction, though. They had a very limited amount of material, but a full-length record in 1988 called What's the Point, released on Bobok Records. That track called Lonely Lady from the band Insulin Reaction, a four-piece UK-based band, I believe. Most notably, they had no guitars, just two oddly tuned bass players, keyboards, and drums. So, interesting makeup there. Insulin Reaction. Eyes of the Nightmare Jungle before that, another great UK obscurity. In sort of the more goth rock vein, we heard a song called Shadow Dance, released as a single in 1989. I got another great UK band for you here that I've enjoyed for better part of a year or so. I featured one of their songs on my last Deep Cuts compilation. They're called the Corn Dollies, formed in southwest London. They were around from 1986 to 91. All of their material released on the Great Midnight Music record label, notable for putting out all those Sad Lovers and Giants reissues. But a cool label. Handful of singles and only one full-length record released in 1989 called Wrecked. Probably their the height of their fame, they were on tour with Ian McCulloch during his solo outing in 1989, opening shows for him. So that was kind of cool. But not around for very long and not much material, but a good band. And I'm going to play you a B-side here, which I really dig, called People Gone. It was a B-side to their Map of the World single released in 1988. And here we have the Corn Dollies, a Deep Cuts edition, the 80s Underground.
Now she's gone, miles away from me.
Yeah, it's a Deep Cuts edition, the 80s Underground, and always a favorite on the 80s Underground Deep Cut set there. That's the Brisbane Australian band called Ups and Downs, a great, if not woefully overlooked, indie pop band from the mid-80s. A couple of full-length records, I believe one of which was released on What Goes On, a fairly well-known indie label. That track right there was a single from 1985 on Basket Case Records called The Perfect Crime. They had a handful of great singles throughout the middle part of the decade, many of which I've played on this show. Before Ups and Downs, we had the Corn Dollies, great London-based Britpop band from the late 80s, and a single B-side called People Gone, released in 1988. We're just about moving up toward the end of the show, but before I play our final cut for the Deep Cuts edition, I want to remind you to get today's full podcast and playlist. You can just go to the Facebook page. I'll have it up there later today. So you can always download or stream the full weekly podcast at the show page on facebook.com/80sunderground. That will be up later today. All recent shows archived on podomatic.com, so you can subscribe and get the weekly reminders automatically. So dig that. All right. Well, I'll be back next week for another regular edition of the 80s Underground Show, bringing you not so obscure underground cuts. Here live every Tuesday, 11 to 1 on KSCU. We also rebroadcast the show on andhow.fm in New Zealand. Check the website, andhow.fm. And again, facebook.com/80sunderground for today's podcast. And of course, any comments, feedback, song requests, and the like, you're welcome to post those there as well. All right, keeping with some international flair, I'm going to leave you today with a Canadian band from Saskatchewan, to be exact. And as far as I know, the only 80s modern rock band of any note to emerge from the province of Saskatchewan. But they were fairly established through the 80s, especially in their homeland. They were even signed to a major label for a brief spell. They're called the Northern Pikes. 1987, they released a great record called The Big Sky, which is befitting of a Plains band of Canada. Anyway, Love Will Break You is the name of this track. Finishing up your Deep Cuts edition of the 80s Underground. It's the Northern Pikes. We'll see you next time. Have a good one.
Love will